You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. Today, we're talking about this. What are you learning now? That's the big question, my dear. What are you learning now? Because you know what? We as human beings spend so much time looking at the past, thinking that we fully understand exactly what we experienced. We put a conclusion on it and we say, yep, that's what I know, that's fact, that's what I experienced, so therefore, that's what I'm going to call it for the rest of my life. We say we learned something, now we know, and that's it. But is it possible that there's still more to learn? Is it possible that there is more than one way to interpret what is happening? Is it possible that there's more than one perspective? Is it possible that there's more than one lesson? I know, you get the point? Yeah, me too. So let me tell you, the other day I told you about the 9 stories that I walked up all of those 9 flights of stairs and I was like winded by the time I got to the top. Well, interestingly enough, the next day, guess what? I walked up those steps after having a workout and it wasn't nearly as hard. I know, it wasn't nearly as hard. And so I'm like, wow, I can't believe that less than 24 hours ago, I walked these steps and I was so winded, I couldn't believe it. And all of a sudden I did it again and it was like, well, I wouldn't say it was easy. It wasn't easy, but it was like, this isn't really that hard. I can't believe I thought it was so hard. And it got me thinking, you know, so often we experience something and we go, yep, and we label it. That's hard. Or we say, oh my goodness, I'm so out of shape, or I'm so this, or he's so that, or she's so that, whatever. We create a story around it. Instead of saying, all right, this is an opportunity to grow and learn something new. I know, if I hadn't gone back and did it again, I wouldn't even know that, wow, you know what? Maybe it's not so hard. Now when I do it again, it'll get easier, right? So the question I have for you today is, what are you learning now? What are you willing to be open to see? What are you willing to be open to experience? What are you willing to do today that may seem like it's the same thing you did yesterday, but you're doing it in a different way? Just like we talked about yesterday. That's right, you're doing it in a different way. Is it possible that there's a new way to experience the old? Is it possible to learn something new from an old lesson? Is it possible to learn something new from a new lesson with a different mindset? Of course it is. But I'm telling you, so many of the things that we're declaring as hard or impossible or I'm broken, you know, the situation's broken, it's not necessarily the truth. My question to you today is this: is what you know and what you're learning, is it serving you well? Is it allowing you to live in freedom? Because it's knowledge of the truth that sets us free. And as we prepare for the new, it's absolutely vital that we start looking for new ways to grow, new ways to expand, new ways to see, and new ways to be and become. What are you learning today? So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. What are you learning today? What are you willing to see today? What are you willing to do today that's different? I would love to hear from you. I would love to know what you just wrote down. I would love to know what you're committed to learning today as well as into the future. Please come over to WomenSippingOnLife.com and let me know how you're doing. And I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow and sipping on life together. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.